This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does it take to change the course of lung disease? It takes groundbreaking research in pursuit of new therapies. It takes the world's leading experts in complex pulmonary conditions focused on restoring patients' quality of life. It takes visionaries to improve treatment options for even the most advanced disease. To lead lung care forward across our region and the world, it takes Temple Health.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It has been a long and difficult learning curve to adapt to this show today. What I mean by that is, I never was one for trash talking.
Excuse me? You almost did that with a straight
face. Try to just get that one past you.
That was so close.
Greg is paying too much attention this morning. Greg Cassidy is here on Bob Rose. Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. There's no doubt your top story, and you're going to hear about it a lot. This is where they had a signal chat. Okay? A signal chat was taking place, and this was basically the national security team under Trump. Problem is, there was an editor-in-chief from the Atlantic magazine, Jeffrey Goldberg, that somehow wound up on the list. So you get a thing saying, yeah, somebody is, wants you to join, this signal thing. And so he did. And then he's watching it and he's wondering, wow, if this is a spoof, it's pretty well done. Seems like Mike Waltz is on there and, some other very high-ranking people like the Vice President of the United States. And he's like, man, they're talking about military strikes against the Houthis. And then it actually happened. He goes, oh, that's not a spoof. I'm logged on to this thing.
Wow. Can you imagine?
Well, they're going to make a big deal about it. They're going to say, just like Bozo Schumer already came out, national security, this and that. It didn't matter that you let, 8 to 20 million people across the border. Could that be a national security risk? You bozo. Shut it. Here's a deal. You want to know the deal? I'll give you the deal on it. Why the Atlantic? Of all the publications or random people, if it would just randomly called a number, somebody had their number changed, whatever, of all the people in the world, it's somebody at the Atlantic. And in fact, it's somebody who hates Trump, quite frankly. What do you think the odds of that are? Here's the deal, okay? They use these signals. Even though you've changed administrations, they still use the IT infrastructure that has been laid out before them, before they got there. It's so the same people shouldn't be able to access it as, in the previous administration. But the groundwork of it, the infrastructure is all the same.
So you're thinking, kind of like if we were clicking on to do an email, all of our corporate people all over the country show, sometimes ones that don't even work here anymore.
Yeah, I think it's similar to that.
So you can accidentally put the wrong person in there is what you think, maybe.
I'm telling you that this person was in there. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
Which, there's your problem. He probably was privy to other signal chats, but it was with the okay of the Biden administration.
Sure, absolutely.
That's what I'm putting together.
I get that.
There's no way you can randomly, this guy would be asked to be on that signal chat, just randomly, a guy from the Atlantic, the guy that they absolutely would not want on there. No, but it's not anybody from Fox.
Right.
It's
right.
The guy from the Atlantic.
Because they probably weren't in the system before.
That's right.
They wouldn't have been clicked on to be part of a chat.
Yeah, so they're working with an infrastructure that's already been laid out, and whoever was supposed to clean it all or, you know, somebody probably in IT.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they either dropped the ball accidentally or on purpose. It's a snafu. But this leads me to believe that this guy was in the loop in the previous administration on some Signal chats.
But that's not a big story, you know. Nothing to see here.
Well, here's the problem, okay? Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth got very politician-y.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, because they said, hey, we understand, you know, there were texts, which they were wrong on, texts going back and forth that had, you know, war plans against the Houthis or whatever on it. And he said, absolutely no war plans were being texted.
Right.
Okay, that's the old, you know, thing. They shouldn't have said texted. It wasn't a text, okay? It was a signal. And so he was able to say, there was nothing texted, and that's the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That was a little politician-y.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Accurate.
Yes.
Technically,
that's right. So here's the story. The editor-in-chief of the anti-Trump, The Atlantic. The Atlantic, you know, they hate conservatives, but they really hate Trump. Jeffrey Goldberg is the editor-in-chief, reportedly added to a group chat with Trump cabinet members and other top officials created by the National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to coordinate potential United States military strikes against Houthis 2 days before that happened. According to The Atlantic, Waltz reportedly set up the group chat on the encrypted messaging app Signal on March 13th, to coordinate the strikes, and appeared to have accidentally added Goldberg to it. Accidentally? I just happened to have the phone number of one of the most anti-Trump editors in an anti-Trump publication. I just happened to have that number that I accidentally put in there. I'm telling you, that's not how it went. The 18 members of the group chat include Waltz, J.D. Vance, Tulsi Gabbard, John Ratcliffe, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Marco Rubio, Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, United States Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, White House Chief of Staff, Susie Wiles, someone believed to be Homeland Security Advisor and White House Deputy or of Staff or for Policy, Stephen Miller. All right, so anyway, I mean, that's pretty much everybody except Trump.
Pretty much.
That's his whole, that is his apparatus. And how this ended up in there, it's not an accident. It couldn't be. What are the odds?
Mm-hmm.
Why would any of those people have the phone number of the guy from the Atlantic? No. Sorry. No.
It was still in the system.
Yeah, that's what I believe is. It was infrastructure that was already laid previous, and, you know, what do you want to call it, IT flaw, or who knows, IT weaponized. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be a stretch.
Yeah.
Oh, if you could get members of the FBI to do the bidding for Obama and Biden and all that and be anti-Trumpers, you don't think you could get a couple of IT guys or gals? Give me a break. So anyway, yes, it's still going to be a big story. Yes, it is. A security issue for sure. It absolutely needs to be addressed. And I wonder how much of the truth we'll get on this.
Yeah.
Republicans and Democrats, when they get in power, they always say, we're going to be the most transparent. We're going to be so transparent.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty soon, you know, you start to go, I guess I don't really know what transparent means.
Whoops.
Rut-row.
Mm-hmm.
Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett.
What a crock.
No relation to Davey.
No.
She's saying bad things. A couple of bad things.
Hmm.
Violent things, possibly.
Ooh.
We'll get to that and a whole lot more on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast, wherever you normally get your podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. Just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 6:22, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget, Gator Sweet 16. That will be Thursday night, 7:39 to be exact. What's
seven,
up with this?
Huh? No, 7:39, not 7:40, not 7:41.
They always do that. Yeah,
I've always just kind of just questioned that whole thing.
It'll be 1900 hours, 39.
Yeah.
What's up with this Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett? She is full of it. She sure is. So this is the one that said for her birthday, she wanted to take down, you know, she wanted to see the takedown of Elon Musk.
Right.
And you've got to be careful with that kind of language. And she should know better, especially look at the world we live in. There is several attempts on President Trump's life. People are not balanced.
Congressman shot, going to play ball, you know?
Yeah.
So it happens.
So here's what she said in a new interview.
Okay.
Democrats need to drop their Mr. Nice Guy routine and start to punch in their races against Republicans.
Man.
Yeah, so here's another, like, violent. You know, oh, I don't mean it that way. You know, I mean it in the, punching as in, between, two candidates and not taking it easy or whatever. You could use better terminology.
If you have to keep you have to keep pulling it back, then you're probably doing something wrong.
You mean puller punches? I think you punch, she said. See, Crockett was blunt when asked how Democrats could win elections, specifically in a red state of Texas, reflecting on Representative Colin Allred's Texas loss to Senator Ted Cruz in November. I think you punch. I think you're okay with punching.
Why do you keep, you're sure pushing a point to act like you're not violent.
Yeah. She said, right now, it needs to be clear to voters that Democrats are not weak. See, that's the whole thing, is their definition of strength and weakness. They think strength is fighting.
Yeah, they're the ones with the whole toxic masculinity. But you got this. You got what's his name?
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's always been to do the best I can.
Challenging people to WWE, wrestling matches.
He said he was going to kick their butts.
Yes.
And he used harsher language than that.
So where's the violence coming from?
It's coming from the left. It always has. They're the only people that you could go to, like, an anti-war protest, and they will punch you in the face.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm peaceful. Bam!
Molotov cocktail people here.
Oh,
you
think?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, no.
Don't drive your Tesla by one of them.
Hey, speaking of which, we're going to support Trump and Musk. and have a little get-together event. Now, this isn't officially sanctioned until I get word otherwise of that, of the Tesla service.
They really have nothing to do with it.
And so we're basically going to be staying on public property.
I would think so.
But that is going to be this Saturday. We're going to wave American flags. It's just showing support for Trump and Elon Musk in front of the Tesla Service Center that's on Main Street in Gainesville. And that's this Saturday from 9 to noon. So come on out, wave some flags, and just show everybody that, you know, we support a patriot like Elon Musk, not taking a paycheck, helping to make this government better and more efficient. But yet, of course, the Democrats see him as something evil, etc. Oh, yeah. It's ridiculous.
They sure turn on you fast, don't they?
Oh yeah, it's it's their way or the highway, and they even do it to their own. Look at Chuck Schumer; he voted for, you know, one CR, and they went crazy.
Yeah.
What's going on with dengue fever? Apparently, there's been a rise in cases in popular spring break locations, according to the CDC. So you need to be aware of that. Also, globally, cases of dengue fever on the rise. And it's warning of an uptick in U.S. travelers. The agency released a health alert network advisory March 18th, noted that dengue activity and transmission remain high in some parts of the U.S. and globally, including U.S. territories of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Spring and summer travel coincide with peak season for dengue, many countries increasing the risk of both travel-associated and locally acquired cases. And here's the interesting thing. You know, here's where some of it is seems to be jumping up. Brazil, Colombia, Cuba, Ecuador, Guatemala, Mexico, Pakistan, Sudan. And we just had millions of people over the last few years crossing our border. Did they have to get the COVID shots even during COVID?
No.
No, they didn't.
No.
Were they checked for any other possible diseases that were transmittable that they could have been carrying? I guarantee you that if you look at a lot of this stuff, you'll see that it has gone up.
Because that list sounded really familiar, like when we would give a list of where people were coming across our southern border were coming from.
And spring break or summer travel could have something to do with it, but I got news for you. Summer travel, it's still 2 months away at least.
Yeah.
So, okay. Just keep an eye on it. That's what we'll do. Pam Bondi in the news. It has to do with Doge. We'll spell it out for you in just a few minutes. It's the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy live and local on 97.3 The Sky. It's going to be another awesome day, my friends. Even if it does start out as a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling, it is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And Pam Bondi, talking about Doge, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi expressed an interest in prosecuting those who have committed fraud with government money. This took place at the cabinet meeting yesterday. She issued a stern warning to those engaged in government fraud. And speaking with President Donald Trump present at the meeting, Bondi thanked Tesla CEO Elon Musk for uncovering fraud, waste, and abuse through the Department of Government Efficiency Initiative. A lot of waste and abuse and a tremendous amount of fraud. And Elon, thank you for your partnership. Thank you for your team. You've uncovered so much fraud in our government. Bondi then revealed that an internal task force is involved with bringing those accused of fraud to justice. We will prosecute you. We have an internal task force now working with every agency. Really? Will that go as far as former presidents like Obama?
Interesting.
And this is interesting timing. This comes from a guy, Mike Benz, who worked in the Obama administration. And he was on with Joe Rogan on his podcast. He said Barack Obama was using U.S. aid USAID,
right,
to pretend to send money to a country for aid and instead laundering it to the Cayman Islands. He would then use that money to fund and train renter riots for protests to overthrow governments. Yeah.
Okay.
He said a scandal during the Obama USAID era, we were running a number of rogue U.S. aid operations in Cuba at the time. I'm simply showing the American people where your tax dollars are going and how these things are structured in order to systematically fool you and to fool Congress and to fool the White House.
Wow.
USAID pumped $1.2 billion in, and we sponsored these activist groups and these civil society organizations to learn how to use Facebook, learn how to use Twitter, learn how to use hashtags, learn how to coordinate street protests so that everyone knows where to go, what street to show up on, what kind of slogans to know to use in order to create a pro-democracy predicate for it. He talks about how Obama funded a Twitter clone that was used to push propaganda in Cuba to inspire these protests and overthrow the government. So we did this, he says. They took the exact same thing as Twitter, same user interface, same like and retweet button. And so it's just it's a bird. It was a Twitter bird, the whole thing. But the whole trick about it was you have it make it look like it's coming from the Cubans if you're going to do this operation. And he said there are deeper layers to it, but contractors were funded by USAID. The data would then be used for micro-targeting efforts toward anti- and pro-government users. In Cuba, the developers aimed to, at first, use non-controversial content, such as sports and music and hurricane updates. So what was the plan? Well, once they built up enough subscribers, they would begin to introduce political messages through social bots and encourage dissent in this. This is astroturfing. The whole point is, once they hit a critical mass, they would create rent-a-riots. Yep, and you're using the Cayman Islands bank accounts. You're saying you're earmarking it for, say, Pakistani aid. But the money was never sent to Pakistan. It was sent to the Cayman Islands to fund this whole operation. This is all part of, you know, what Mike Benz and Joe Rogan were exposing on Joe Rogan's podcast. This guy worked in the Obama administration. I mean, if you wonder where all the money went, that's how they did it. They laundered money. Now, did they do it directly back into their own pockets? No, they're not that stupid. But they would fund all these kinds of groups, and they would do their bidding. And clearly they had a lot of funding. We're talking about billions of dollars.
Wow.
Hey, remember that whole Arab Spring? Wasn't it interesting that there were the overthrows of all these governments that all took place within, you know, within a time?
Mm-hmm.
The Arab Spring happened during spring. Yeah, just happenstance. Just, you know, one government toppled and then the next one did, right? Wow. So hopefully, I don't know if Pam Bondi, her investigation, et cetera, will go that far and that deep, but sure appears that, you know, the Obama administration was in the thick of it.
So basically, sure, a lot of what folks probably assumed is actually just real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like use your imagination, and it's probably just a tad worse than whatever you can come up with.
Probably so.
That's usually how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Yep. All right. A lot of people will be talking about this group chat on Houthi strikes that somehow this clown from The Atlantic was accidentally invited into this encrypted chat. Details on that and more on the way. It is 6:45. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. And you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for listening, supporting what we do. We appreciate it. By the way, the Bob Rose Show podcast is available wherever you normally download your podcast, or you can use the Audacy app, AUDACY. You just click on subscribe, and then you'll never miss a minute of the Bob Rose Show. All right. A number of lawmakers expressed outrage Monday. Yes, outrage after the editor of The Atlantic reported that he was accidentally included in a group chat involving top Trump administration officials about the United States' highly sensitive war plans in Yemen. This is from CBS News. Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle criticized the security breach, though Democrats took a harsher stance about how it should be addressed, with many demanding an immediate investigation. You worried about national security? But you allowed the borders to be open under your watch, Democrats, where 8 to 20 million people came in.
Or somebody who is like having an affair with a Chinese spy could be on councils that had to do with high security.
Like Eric Swalwell?
Oh, just like him.
Oh, okay.
Just like him, yeah.
Senator Jack Reed, a Rhode Island top Democrat on the Armed Services Committee, said the breach represents one of the most egregious failures of operational security and common sense he's ever seen. Military operations need to be handled with utmost discretion, using approved secure lines of communication, because American lives are on the line. Of course, they were over the top. Like, they were trying out for, you know, to be like Jack Nicholson in A Few Good Men or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want the truth. Give me a break.
Mm-hmm.
They're all, you know, trying to jump on the Trump administration for this. And by the way, it is hard to defend. It's a mess up.
Oh, yeah, it is.
But just so you know, out of all the uninterested parties that they could have accidentally connected to, this is an apparatus called Signal. Okay, so it's this private way of messaging, and it's encrypted, and you have to be invited into it. And Mike Waltz was in charge of that. And somehow, on that Signal list, The Atlantic's Jeffrey Goldberg was on it. Of all that it could have been, all the random things that could have popped up, if you're going to put in a wrong phone number or something like that. No, it wasn't random at all, in my opinion. This is my opinion. I believe that Jeffrey Goldberg was on a direct contact list from somebody in a previous administration that used the same application using Signal, and they were connecting with Jeffrey Goldberg. Now, were any of those, you know, transmissions or anything secret or top secret or classified in any way? I don't know. I believe that the apparatus that was already laid out by the previous administration, remember, like IT, they're going to try to make all these people happy, and then they have a big turnover with elections, etc., changing of the guard, and then they got to go in and clean the old connections, the old numbers out, and put in the new stuff. I think that he's basically a leftover from the previous administration, because what are the odds that it just happens to be a super anti-Trump guy that's the editor-in-chief of a super anti-Trump publication, The Atlantic?
Right.
So that there is more to the story. Now, does that somehow make it okay? Absolutely not. You know, you've got to do these connections, and you've got to verify. If you've got 18 people on your list, you go down the list and check off 18 names because they are talking about war plans. This does have to be top secret. You know, you check and then you double check. And also the odd thing is, too, at some point, Jeffrey Goldberg, you know, got out of it, got off of the Signal line or whatever you want to call it. Mm. Well, that should have immediately sent notice to Mike Waltz that, hey, this person just dropped off. You would want to know that. If for whatever reasons, not because then that person's not going to get whatever information you were trying to share.
Right.
So you'd want to know that, and that's what this system provides. It provides notice that, hey, somebody, you know, somebody hung up. I'm using terms
that,
you know.
Simple.
Generic, yeah.
Yeah. Embarrassing, no matter what.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But it'd be interesting to know what kind of interconnections that this guy, Jeffrey Goldberg, had with the previous administration.
And what chats were he listening in and being a part of?
It could have been just, you know, oh, yeah. It was leaked. It was actually, we could never find out who leaked it.
Uh-huh.
And this guy is one of the, on the receiving end of those, quote unquote, leaks.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Woo! We got a lot we got to get to. Hang in there, my friends. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday from Florence Recycling. And you are listening to The Bob Rose Show, 97.3 The Sky.